Since Republican candidates scored major victories for state offices across the U.S. last November, state governments controlled by the GOP have passed numerous measures restricting the right of targeted constituencies to cast ballots. A recent report by the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund titled Defending Democracy, Confronting Modern Barriers to Voting Rights in America documents what the group asserts is a coordinated assault on minorities' voting rights who often heavily favor Democratic candidates. The report found that in more than a dozen states, measures have been signed into law during 2011 that impose new restrictions on the types of voter IDs required to cast a ballot, limiting the number of days for early voting, marginalizing student voters, creating unnecessary obstacles for groups registering new voters, as well as disenfranchising the disabled and ex-felons. The study concluded that if these restrictions were not reversed, more than 5 million Americans may be denied the right to vote, a fact that could dramatically change the outcome of state and federal election results, as well as the race for the White House. A coalition of more than 100 groups led by the NAACP came together in New York City for a protest at the United Nations on December 10th to launch a national campaign to challenge restrictions on voting rights. The march, that organizers say drew 20 to 25,000 participants, began at the headquarters of the billionaire Koch brothers, who provided $1 million in funding to the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, that designed many of the legislative templates to restrict voting rights. Your reporter spoke with April Tyler, an organizer with the December 10th Mobilization Committee, who talks about the ways in which the National Standing for Freedom campaign will work to reverse Republican Party measures to suppress voting rights.
Well, the bottom line message is, one, that we have got to be ever vigilant. And we remember, many of us who are African American and immigrants, activists from the 1950s, 1960s, we remember the Jim Crow laws, and we remember when, or, you know, I don't remember because I'm too young, but my parents and grandparents remember when there were poll taxes, there were literacy tests, when people really did not have the right to vote. And, you know, I've studied my civil rights history, so I know that there were lots of people who fought and who died for me to have the right to vote. And so the bottom line message was that we fought for this right. Many of us died for this right. Many of our brothers and sisters and even our family members died for us to have the right to vote. So we cannot sit still and let the rights be eroded. We also stood before the United Nations on UN Human Rights Day because we feel that this is not just a civil right, it's not just a constitutional right, it's a human right to be able to participate in the governance of your country. And we aim to not only beat back these efforts, but to broaden the voting rights for more people in this country.
April, tell us what's going on in states around the country that are controlled by Republican governors and legislatures regarding restrictions imposed on the right to vote, for example, imposing strict voter ID regulations, limiting early voting, marginalizing student voters, and throwing up obstacles on registering new voters. It's a long list of things in a long list of states, but if you could summarize some of the things that concern you most.
Okay, in almost 40 states across the country, there either has been laws passed in recent years, the last couple of years, or laws introduced to require specific voter identification, photo voter identification. And we see this as a problem because in order to obtain those specific types of identification, you have to either have particular documents or to prove your identity, or you've got to purchase those documents. So we see this as a backdoor poll tax. Additionally, we see a problem with the efforts to restrict student voting, requiring specific forms of student identification. And specifically in Texas, if you have a gun license issued by the National Rifle Association, you can vote. But if you've got a student identification card issued from the University of Texas, you may not be able to vote. Additionally, in specific states, particularly across the South, where on Sundays, the last Sunday before Election Day, they would organize what they call souls to the polls. And after service, people would go together and vote. And they've now eliminated that in at least two states and have it pending in a few other states. So those, as well as many, you know, a few other issues, we see is very problematic. And we see it as targeted toward students, elderly, disabled, minorities, immigrants, who would be, you know, we're the 99%. We're not going to vote for eliminating the millionaire's tax. And we're going to vote for more progressive issues. And the effort, which is funded in large part by, you know, the Koch brothers and conservative organizations, is targeted at restricting our access.
How is your coalition addressing a remedy here? I guess there's a couple of avenues you could take, going through the courts, the U.S. Justice Department pursuing violations of the United States Civil Rights Act. You could also take the direct action route, realizing that voting rights are an essential element to democracy. And we certainly have many examples in U.S. history where direct action was taken to preserve the right to vote. Where are you targeting your efforts right now?
All of the above. There are legal efforts in each state where these laws have passed or are being proposed. There's actually conversations with the U.S. Justice Department about pushing back and being ever vigilant when the districts that have to be pre-approved by the Justice Department come before them. And we are also doing direct action across the nation. December 10th was just the kickoff. You know, with the NAACP and the coalition that was formed and that is still growing, we plan to, you know, keep this on the front burner throughout, you know, the next couple of years at least.
That was April Tyler, an organizer with the December 10th Mobilization Committee. Find links to more information on the campaign to overturn restrictions on voting rights at our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.